Mark, any thoughts about this potential choice between alectinib and ceritinib?
No, I think there's no good way to choose now. Again, I think if you adjust the dose of ceritinib, you can get it to the same toxicity level that you can get with alectinib, and I think both drugs are much more potent. I think Jeff's point earlier that there's an issue here about specificity and potency, and these drugs surely are better. And again, there's other ones in the pipeline as well, as David recommended.
David?
David said.
I just wanted to comment that this is a very crowded field, and I had a patient who had a metastatic ALK-positive disease and progressed after only a few months on crizotinib. I actually sent him to Dave Spiegel, and he went on the Pfizer next generation drug.
9322.
And the guy, he's a physician, and he said, "I really never felt good, even though I had a response on the crizotinib." And he said, "I have no side effects from this drug, and I feel terrific." And he's had a near complete response in the brain and in his chest, now lasting twice as long as the amount of time he spent on crizotinib. So we're going to have a menu of these drugs available to us in the next few years, and it's quite exciting that we're not only seeing better efficacy, but we're seeing lower toxicity.
Corey?
I think in the ALK field, perhaps in EGFR mutants, but certainly in ALK, we're going to witness a change over the next 3 to 5 years where the second, third generation drugs may ultimately eclipse the first generation.
I was going to ask that, and Jeff, curious about your thoughts about ceritinib versus alectinib, but also getting back to what David was talking about early, you know, ultimately how to sequence things. Should these second generation drugs be used before crizotinib, or kind of in the long run, would you be better with crizotinib first?
I think in the end, these will beat crizotinib because they're better ALK inhibitors. And we're not going to see that in EGFR, perhaps, but it's going to happen in ALK, no question. I too commonly am disappointed with my crizotinib response, and especially the brain problem. I mean, this is a real problem. We are struggling with control of brain metastases, and each of these drugs has the chance for greater potency. I do have a patient, I actually ran into him at an airport somewhere. He's on full-dose ceritinib, looks like a normal guy. I mean, I have patients who do great on full-dose ceritinib, but for your community doctor who is not going to prescribe these drugs a lot and doesn't have a lot of time to figure out how to dose them easily, I think a tolerable ALK inhibitor is in the end going to probably trump ceritinib.
And any sense in terms of alectinib versus ceritinib, if they were both available, how you would utilize them?
I've seen toxicity on alectinib. I had a patient with elevated LFTs, but you know, you see that with anything, and I would probably pick alectinib based on the GI toxicity I've seen from ceritinib.
David?
And just to comment, I think I totally agree with Jeff that in the history of oncology, it's been proven that people do better if you give your best therapy first. And so the activity against mutant EGFR with first generation EGFR inhibitors is quite good. But in this situation, I totally agree that I think that these new generation ALK inhibitors will beat crizotinib and become first line.
Mark?
There was some update of that ceritinib data at ESMO, by the way, and they're seeing that PFS curve is now, you know, approaching 18 months. So there is that hint that it's almost, you know, approaching what a double you might expect for crizotinib.
In the first line setting, you're
saying?
In
the first line setting,
right.
Yeah.
And it's worth mentioning there are ongoing food effect studies looking at alternative dosing schedules to make it more tolerable.
How do you think through the patient who's progressing on ceritinib, and do we know whether or not any of these other agents cause response after ceritinib?
So usually in these patients, I sort of categorize them into oligoprogressors, where I'll do local therapy and get rid of that clone that is growing, and then the global progressors. I typically have been going to chemotherapy after ceritinib. Pemetrexed works in ALK-positive patients, but certainly if the trial is not available. But I do think that we will probably have alectinib very soon, and so we could consider sequencing patients that way.
Jeff?
Yeah, chemotherapy. I give two rounds of ALK therapy, but then if pemetrexed is available, it's a tolerable, effective drug, carbapenem, cispenem, it should be part of our armamentarium for these patients.
Interesting.